Do you hear that? That's the sound of silence. No one is calling me. Hello, everybody. It's Kevin. Welcome to Time to Call Dad. And yeah, I'm here by myself because my children are all on vacation. It is spring break. Their generous mother has taken them all away from me to the beautiful island of Maui in Hawaii. And I'm here at work. Well, I'm not at work right now, but I'm home and they're off and not calling their dad. But that's okay. They're having a great time. And actually, they have FaceTimed me a few times. So it's been fun to see their adventures. So for this week's episode, we thought we would go deep, deep, deep into our archives and pull out an episode that no one has ever heard. So back in 2019, when Rachel and I were doing the podcast, Rachel was not available. Apparently, she was asleep. I don't know what that's all about. You'll hear that in a minute. So I have a special guest host on this podcast from July of 2019, and that is my son, Silas. So I know you just heard him on the podcast a few weeks ago, but he is 9, about to turn 10 in this episode in 2019. And it's a short one, but it's a fun one. So here's a special episode of Time to Call Dad with me, Kevin, and my son, Silas, from 2019. Enjoy and aloha.
Hello!
Rachel, is that you?
No! It's, me, Silas.
Silas? What are you doing calling me?
I just wanted to be on the podcast.
So, you know, I think it's time for a special episode of Time to Call Dad. And it's a conversation between me and my 9-year-old, soon-to-be 10-year-old son, Silas.
Yeah, and Rachel's asleep, so I'm going to take her place.
Excellent. All right. So, Rachel and I usually start off by just kind of talking about what's going on with our lives a little bit. It is summertime, and we've been eating dinner outside a lot. We went to a Dodger game. What about you? What's summer been like for you so far?
I had my birthday party.
So tell us about that.
It was fun. Mom and Dad, they told me to invite everyone in my class, which I thought was a really bad idea, but, I got a lot of money, so, that's what's good about it.
So, when do we have your party?
On the last day of school. So.
And why did you think it was a bad idea to invite everybody in your class?
It would be chaos, and also I just didn't want to invite some people.
And how many people do you have in your class?
31.
And do you know how many people came?
Like 25.
Yeah, it's almost your whole class. And it was a little chaotic, but overall it was really fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Tell everybody what were the parts of your party.
We had activities, we had the pool, we had basketball, we had an inflatable house and slide. Yeah, it was fun. Yeah.
And tell everybody what your cake was.
My cake was donuts stacked.
A stack of donuts, which was awesome. All right, yeah, so that was good. So, you know, one of the things about summer that Rachel and I were planning on talking about tonight is that summer changes as you get older. And it starts one way when you're young. It's another way when you're like a young adult. And then it's another way when you're like my age. So why don't you start and saying, when you think of summer, what comes to mind for you?
When I think of summer, I don't know why, but I think of the bad parts of summer first.
Really? Do you do that with everything in life? Like if I said Christmas, do you think of the bad parts?
Well, is there anything bad about Christmas?
Okay, all right. If I said Disneyland, do you think of the bad parts?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
All right. I can't wait to hear this. So, what are the bad parts of summer that you think about?
Summer camp and yeah.
So, all right, little context for our listeners. Each summer, Silas, hold on, say that again.
I hate summer camp.
Each summer, Silas's mom and I look at the whole schedule. He has about 10 weeks off, and we make it work so that he barely has to ever go to camp. She works, I work, but we work it out so that between vacations and staying home and going to work with us, he maybe has to go to camp for maybe 3 weeks out of summer. And so, anyway, so you're picturing out of the entire summer, you're thinking about the 3 weeks of camp?
Yeah, I am. Well, I mean, I don't know it's going to be 3 weeks of summer. Like, but I do think of vacations and just relaxing and stuff like that. I do think of those kind of things.
All right. So, yeah. Okay. So let's get past the bad part, summer camp. What else do you think about when you think of summer? Like, I'll go first. When I was a kid, I thought about, like, sitting in my front room, in my family room, and watching TV. I thought about making videos outside with my VHS recorded camcorder. I thought about riding my bike around my neighborhood. And I thought about going to New Jersey to visit my relatives. Rachel will edit that out. So, yeah, I would go to New Jersey and visit relatives. I'd go camping. And I would go maybe to my Aunt Sharon, Uncle Felix's house in Southern California. So, for you, what kind of activities do you think about? Like, when you think about the summer, do you think about?
Well, I think a lot about just me sitting on a computer all day. I also think about, like, since my birthday's in the summer, I think about that and like, yeah, I... Mm-hmm.
Do you picture the beach?
No.
Do you picture camping?
Yeah, because we do, like, every year, so.
Okay. And Lake Tahoe?
Yeah, every year, so.
And fireworks?
No.
Okay. Ice cream?
Yeah, I feel like July 4th is underrated.
Tell us about that.
Well, I mean, I feel like people get way excited for, like, Christmas and stuff, but, like, you know, it's not really that important because, like, our country.
So you think that 4th of July should be a bigger deal?
Yeah.
And if you were president, how would you make 4th of July a bigger deal?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't want to be president.
But let's say you were and you had all the power in the country. How would you make 4th of July a bigger deal?
I would have, like, every year. Wait, do they have this where, like, we're like, every year at the White House they have... Like fireworks?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's kind of what I was going to say.
What else could you do?
I could probably, like, on July 4th, I'd give, like, an annual speech each year or something like that. I don't know.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Also, like, today, this year, 4th of July is on a Thursday, and everybody has to go back to work on Friday. Could you change that?
I forgot exactly what you said. I just blacked out right there. I'm sorry.
So this year, 4th of July is on Thursday, and everybody has to go back to work on Friday. Could you change that as president?
Yeah, I could change it. What would you do? Make everyone not go to work on Friday.
I vote for you for president. So, okay, well, good. And then, so, you know, when you're my age and you get to be my age and the summertime comes, it's hard because, like, life is kind of normal. Like, you go to work every day, you still have to do your housework, laundry, like, your schedule doesn't change that much. So, for me,
what do you mean? It depends. Like,
on what?
Different jobs, it's harder work. And different jobs, there's different times you have to have. And different, like, yeah, I go to childcare, and some kids don't, because they have parents that have, like, less time that, like, they have work.
So, yeah, I mean, I guess one of the good things about summer is, like, it's a break from the normal routine, right? So you don't have homework every night, and I don't have to help you with your homework every night. I don't have to get you to school at 7:50 every single morning. So that part's nice. Plus, like, tonight, it's Wednesday night, it's 9:37, and we're still awake, and I'm not going to make you go to bed.
Yeah, I like that.
So, you know, summer's a great season. Enjoy it. Make the most of it. So the next thing Rachel and I do is we play a game. So you got to sit up for this because Silas is already starting to like drift off. He's laying on his blanket. He's like, how do you guys do this and stay awake? All right. So in this game, we're going to play two truths and a lie.
Okay.
You know that game, right?
Yeah, I know
that. So think, try to make it about summer. Think of two things that are true and one that's a lie.
Okay. I don't have anything
yet. Yeah, I'll go first. All right. All right. I'm going to get off the top of my head here. All right, ready? One time in the summer, I snuck into an amusement park by saying I left my wallet on the log ride. Okay, number two. One time in the summer, I laid in the street and shot fireworks at my cousin, and he shot them back at me. And we had to try not to hit each other.
I can see you doing that. Like, you at that age, I could see you doing that a lot.
Number three. One time in the summer, this is the worst, I was in the woods, the forest, with my cousin, and a skunk sprayed me, and I smelled like a skunk for 3 days. So, Silas, two of those are true and one's a lie. Did I sneak into the amusement park by saying I left my wallet on the log ride? Did I shoot fireworks at my cousin in the street? Or did I get sprayed by a skunk in the woods?
Well, did you, like, shower those 3 days when you got sprayed by a
skunk? I did shower, like, probably twice a day, every day. It takes a long time for it to come out.
Well, I don't know that. Okay. I think the first one's a lie.
About sneaking into the amusement park?
Yeah, because you had to like go through that really slowly, and you had to think about it. Because I just don't think it's true. And also, I want to see you doing that.
Well, if my cousin Lynn and my cousin Steve are listening, they know the truth. I snuck into a water park. I mean, into an amusement park by saying I left my wallet on the log ride. I shot fireworks at my cousin. I'm not saying you should do any of these things, but I never got sprayed by a skunk. I know. It was a bad thing. I don't recommend it. All right. Your turn. Two truths. You got to hold the microphone.
I don't have two truths and one lie. Well, I've had 9 years of being alive, so I don't have that much. But when I was... Pause it. Yeah. I'm ready. Okay. So, the first one was when I was little, I was scared of Mickey Mouse when I was really young. The second is, this isn't really summer themed, but one time a baseball went over like into the backyard, not the backyard, but into like another person's house. And I jumped over the gate to go get the baseball and then came back by like going through, there's a gate that went from the backyard to the front yard. And I went over that. And then the third was there was once a bird on my head, like in the summer. I was camping and one just sat on my head.
All right, so let me recap here. You were afraid of Mickey Mouse as a kid. You threw a baseball into a backyard, and then you climbed, kind of went through the gate, went and got it. And the last one was you had a bird on top of your head camping, just landed there. Boy, oh boy. These are good. I feel like I should know these. So... I kind of remember you being afraid of the characters at Disneyland, and I can...
If I was afraid of them, then why would I want to get all their autographs?
I feel like that came later, like you wanted to get their autographs later. I'm going to say the lie is the baseball. You did not climb the fence and go in the other one.
That is correct. I didn't climb over the fence to go get a baseball.
All right. I know you so well.
No, but I did play a lot of baseball. I did like get some over the fence, but I didn't care.
That was very good. And now for this summer, one day when you're playing this game, you can say, 1 year I dyed my hair blue and turquoise, because right now Silas has blue and turquoise hair. All right, the last thing we do on our podcast is we give each other like one, a challenge of something they have to watch or listen to or play. Like, it's basically like something that you like, and you have to watch it, listen to it, read it, experience it. All right? You'll let me go first?
Yeah, I'll let you go first.
All right. This summer, I want you to actually sit down with me and watch an entire movie. And it's one of the movies from my childhood. And it's a movie that makes me think of summer in my childhood. I think it came out in the summer. And you have a shirt of mine from when I was a kid.
Back to the Future.
Yes, I want us to sit and watch Back to the Future. Do you feel like you've ever seen that whole movie?
Yeah, I've seen, like, aren't there more movies?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've seen those.
So we will watch Back to the Future. That is your challenge. All right, now that's it. Are you ready for yours?
Yeah. Okay, so what I think I'm going to dare you, you will have to download Pokemon Go.
I have it already.
Okay, so even though you've downloaded it, I really don't care. You will have to play Pokemon Go with me and go to like the beach or something, and you have to walk with me and play Pokemon Go. So yeah.
I don't know anything about how to play. Will you teach me?
Yeah, I'll teach you.
All right, I will do that. So you will watch Back to the Future with me, and I will watch Pokemon Go.
Question, did you do anything on Snapchat?
Rachel's challenge was for me to download Snapchat. I could only have her as my friend, and that's where we realized later, like, that was kind of a lame challenge, because Snapchat, you need more friends. So, well, it's been great to talk to you, Silas. I'm glad that you called me into the room to make this podcast, and Rachel missed out.
Yeah, I'm glad to be on the podcast. So,
Is there anything that you want to tell our listeners, like how to follow you?
So I have a YouTube channel, but it'll be probably really hard to find. So you could just follow my Instagram at SilasMcCluskey1. So, yeah.
Okay, and do you have a link to your YouTube on your Instagram?
I should do that, actually.
Yeah, that's a good idea. No, thank you. Every now and then, Dad has a good idea. All right, well, I love you, and I'll talk to you later.
All righty, bye.
Say I love you.
Love you.